Want better seats at Summer Jam? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to upgrade you with dope seats. Come early to meet their healthcare advocates at 5 o'clock in the park outside UBS Arena. They're fighting for better healthcare for their friends, families, and communities. Join their movement for a chance to win. That's Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. at Summer Jam at UBS Arena. Ticket holders eligible only. May hop by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
This is Just Nick, your digital guide on WBLS's Digital Dilemmas Unplugged. And today we're slicing through the pixelated facade to uncover the truth about making authentic connections in a world full of filters and followers. We've got the one and only Dash Hudson in the studio, a master of genuine vibes in a sea of digital personas. We're diving into the juicy bits. Can you truly be yourself online? What does it take to transform a swipe into a meaningful connection? And how do we navigate the minefield of digital dating without losing our sense of self? Hold on to your avatars, because we're about to disrupt the algorithm of online interactions and rebuild the bridge to real connection. Get ready to like, share, and love in a way the digital world has never seen before. Let's go viral with authenticity. So Dash, you mentioned social media, right? Mm-hmm. In your opinion, does digital dating platforms help or hinder individuals dealing with childhood wounds in their quest for a meaningful relationship?
Two things, you have to first learn how to regulate your emotions, because it could be a lot of things on social media that may trigger you into a world that you don't have any control over. Because with today's social media platforms, people are monetizing emotions. Mm. So if you don't understand how to just see a piece of content and go, yes, I understand their point of view and their perspective, and I'm willing to grow, learn, but I'm not willing to take this personal, right? But if someone can gain or garner your attention, and now they know that they're triggering you, right? So it's a lot of different personalities out there.
But hold on, can we just go back to monetizing emotions? Like, that's stuck in my brain. Like, that's the truth.
Yes.
So dig into that a little bit. Monetizing emotions.
So I didn't want to kind of go in. Well, we can go deeper. But Kevin Samuels, right?
Yeah.
And rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. Unfortunately, people think because they're not taking out a debit card or because they're not sending any money, they don't understand how they're making money, how they're making other people money. Your eyeball is the money. Your attention is the money. Your time is the money. Now, how do I gotta offend you, or what do I need to do to get your attention? Now, if all I need to say is you're too old, if I need to say you're too fat, if I need to say you ain't never going to get a man once you this age, and now you're so distraught, you just going to sit there and argue with 50 people in the comment section. You are a digital customer, and you are a customer that you don't know that you're being manipulated into consuming a piece of content. So that's where it can be harmful, if you don't know how to regulate your emotions and understand that, okay, you are 35, but you are still beautiful. You know, you're still healing and working on yourself, and you're willing to identify where you may have things that it's okay if somebody don't want to date someone with children, or somebody don't want to date, right? People have different types and different perspectives of what they like and what they don't like. But it's some people that don't know how to govern their emotions. So it could be very harmful in a way if you take everything personal, and you can get lost in that world. But, you know, Kevin Samuels created an ecosystem. So that's why, even though he is no longer here, people opened up the floodgates into that method, into that style of let's just trigger people, let's control people. And that it doesn't only happen in the dating world. Brands monetize, mm-hmm. racism, and so many things where people trigger you into an emotional collapse to where you become a consumer of something that you have no control over. Emotional intelligence is being intelligent with your emotions. So if you can't control your emotions, you will be controlled with your emotions.
Mm. You know? So tying that back into digital platforms, are you dating now?
Yes.
You're in a relationship or you're dating?
I'm in a relationship.
In a relationship. How did y'all meet?
actually on a social media platform.
Do tell. Okay. So that's what this is about. So how does that work?
As far as what part?
As far as like knowing who's genuine, you know, because there's a lot of facades over the internet. Just I'm not telling me too much about your relationship, but how did you even make that connection?
And actually, the relationship I had before that was on social media now that I think about it. But for me, I actually talked to the first person I was in a relationship almost 4 years before we met. But my current relationship, again, dating is the concept of sharing enough time and space with someone so you can make sure that they qualify.
Speaking of qualify, yeah. I hate to cut you off. I want to know what that first meeting was like. They expressed interest. Or you expressed interest. Did you go through their social media page and just do a whole scan of who you thought they were? Like, what was it that attracted you in the first place?
For me, it wasn't even a level of attraction. It was just genuine intent because, you know, she didn't even have pictures. She didn't even have a lot of things on social media. It was just genuine intent. It was just genuine communication. And that's where it started. So it wasn't that we just met and connected and dated off of, you know, what she was sharing or what I was sharing. She actually was going through her own healing process.
And, but what you choose not to share says something about you as well.
Definitely. And you really, you have to, because it's not about the pressure of perfection or the pressure of what you need. For one, for me. It's someone willing to grow, someone willing to change based on new information, you know, because that's why I always say there's no permanent I. You know, you're not the same you that you were 5 years ago. Think about those Facebook memories that make you cringe, right?
Can we stop Facebook? Can we stop?
Like, you're not that person, right? So dating is the same thing, like literally dating, you know? But, okay, can you grow with this person? Can this person teach you something? Can you learn something from this person? And that level of compatibility for me and honesty is a commitment to the journey. Because just because you met someone that was honest or just because you met someone that, you know, you perceive to be, we all grow, we all change. Even when it comes to our relationships with ourselves, we have times and phases with ourselves that we look back, we don't appreciate. We don't know why we wore this day. It didn't go with those shoes. So even in our own journey, we're not happy with everything that we do. So understanding and not putting that pressure. So for me, to bring it back to me and your question, it is a journey of that. So that's what it was for me. It was pieces of meeting myself. Pieces of meeting myself, pieces of meeting a level of a person as honest as I was, genuine, and it was that connection. It was the connection for me. It wasn't looks because I didn't have nothing to go off of.
Right.
And but it was that, like we met there.
That's, well, going back to what we said, we tend to date our mirrors, our reflection of ourselves. So that's really interesting. People who are trying to date now, because there's been an influx of people who are using dating apps who never really thought about using it before, but it seems like that's the new way to connect now. Social media is the new way. As you can see, you have success stories. What's the most important piece of advice that you can give someone who's struggling to form a real connection in this digital age?
First, don't fall in love with profile pictures, right? And don't fall in love with the 3 to 2 minute clip version of who someone is. When I say relationship is nothing but human behavior, we have to learn how to love the longevity of a person. So if we Googled Michael Jordan, if we Googled people that we look up to, first couple pages is going to be their highlights. But it takes the 10th page to 20 pages to get into someone's life. So when it comes to dating and when it comes to the expectations of what social media is, you know, understanding that a woman is not going to look like her profile pictures. And sometimes we put that expectation on ourselves because it is a lot of pressure on social media. Sometimes where even me, like I'm literally stepping into it. It took me so much last week to do a photo shoot. And it's like, I don't want to do none of that. And I'm literally walking into a brand that took off before I was ready. So sometimes, you know, you'll have people, so I would say sometimes you have men dating bodies and women dating bank accounts.
Well, that's all you have right now. I mean, the majority of people are doing that.
And it's like that's the bait. And sometimes people only know how to be the bait more than the actual person. You know, and I kind of like you think if we go fishing and it's like, okay, you could throw the hook out there. I got the fake fish, but I got like 20 fish. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, I don't even know, but you got 5 fish that you actually caught without the bait. And it's like, it's important that we learn to live in our 20th page and we learn to show, you know, ourself in our authentic self. You know, so dating, don't be afraid to connect and don't be afraid to see who someone really is. Because sometimes people love you for who they think you are. And then when you show, like when you start to, hey, I struggle here, you know, hey, I'm still trying to figure this out. And sometimes they're not ready for your struggle. Sometimes they're not ready to see you going through your pain or living through your weaknesses when that's what you want to be loved for, you know.
Sure. And I mean, a lot of times when you're picking the person you want to date or interesting in being in a relationship with, mm-hmm. you already have this idea of who you think the person is based mm-hmm. off of the information that you have, whether mm-hmm. it is social media, which is what a lot of people use. And yeah, you know, I think social media is only a glimpse of that person. And I've had situations where I've hung out with homegirls, mm-hmm. right, based off of their social media, mm-hmm. right? Because every time they post, it's just like, these cute selfies and they're mm. at these events and I'm just like, oh, this is gonna be dope. So I was like, hey, let's hang out, ladies. Mm. Hung out, had the worst boring time ever. Mm. And I was just like, well, where's the fun that I've seen in all these posts that you be putting it up? And really, it was just a facade. Like, they had a moment where we all went to the bathroom, took a little girls break and took a selfie, and then that was the post. And mm. I'm like, wow. So that's how they got those moments. It's, you know, so I think that it is important to make sure that you are digging deeper into who a person really is. And you can only do that by having those conversations. So when I say, like, what is some of the advice, like, what can people do outside of that, you know?
Yeah, you have to, you know, embrace that part and actually get to know people beyond their profile pages. So, you know, whenever you lift the phone up, you ruin the moment to capture the moment. And I would say your perception and perspective create your reality. So even in here, we have 3 cameras. Each camera has a different angle. So we have to look for the angles to fall in love with the angle. So that's what my advice would be. Don't fall in love with the profile picture alone, because that picture, it took 1 minute to capture that image. The 1 minute clip, it took 1 minute to capture that image. Learn to embrace what it means to really connect. Learn to put the phone down and really expand on the person, the personality, their characteristics, who the person is behind the scenes, because that's where you'll really find the person. Also, identifying when you need to present that part of yourself. Sometimes we don't. And it's hard sometimes not to stay in that character or who we think social media want to see or hear. So sometimes we have to be willing to break that, because someone is falling in love with the perspective of who we are. And, you know, we have to be brave enough to show it, and we have to be brave enough to be prepared and ready to communicate with that level of a person. Because without it, you know, before phones and before social media, we had real interaction.
That part.
We had real conversations. We really communicated. We really engaged. So we developed and we grew relationships. Right now, we are not developing outside of the devices. So that's where most of the relationship is taking place, in the device. So I would say learn how to live outside of the device.
I'm really enjoying this conversation. I could sit here and literally talk to you for days. I do want to eventually have you back and talk more about childhood wounds and being triggered. But, you know, this focus is on dating and relationships. So how do you envision the future of social media in facilitating genuine human connections?
It's honestly tough to envision it currently because everything is being driven to connecting the emotion, and people don't understand the psychology around that as far as neurological pathways. And when we're talking about algorithms, right? Because I always say we have a digital algorithm and then we actually have a living algorithm. And
what's the living algorithm?
What you really do day to day. So neurological pathways, literally the habits that you create and what you do daily. Think about driving when you drive to work, or the things that you do every day. You don't ever have to force yourself to do the things that you do naturally. So that's your neurological pathways. Like your brain is wired to your behavior. So that is literally the algorithm that you create just from living and being alive. Now, the digital algorithm and creating, just like when we look at our Instagram, like some people are like, oh, I hate Facebook, I hate Instagram, not understanding they're interacting with what they're connecting to. So it's going to be so hard because you have billion-dollar companies catering to the same emotions that you will get from a relationship. So we are really, really, really going to have to challenge ourselves. And I don't know what's going to be easier. You know, imagine being able to download the man that you want. Like, and you ain't got to deal with, you know, or like, think about it. Like, that's where even Neuralink, I'm not sure if you heard of the Neuralink. So, I think that we're going to have to actually want to participate in human connection and dating, because on every level, technology, not only the digital technology, but the physical technology is getting more advanced. So now it's like,
talk about it.
Let's put the machinery with the you know, the roles and everything else.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm down for the downloading your husband. Like, because if it means that I'm gonna meet more of my match, why not?
Here's the problem. Now, when you want children.
What do you mean?
Meaning, like, okay, the robot, unless they create a way.
What do you mean robot? It can't just be a regular person?
Well, I like, even now with the Neuralink, and so I don't know if they're going to have a human aspect, because that's technology that I'm not.
It's like Black Mirror, you know? Maybe there's, like, a chip. And then they have your personality, and then personalities, like, oh, this personality goes with this personality, and you just sync them together.
But honestly, we're there. Like, when you look at ChatGPT, when you look at the way that we operate, we are living an algorithm, you know? And basically, the talking heads of whoever the cultural icon is, think of all the little girls sounding just like the rapper. All of the men idolizing someone, like I was saying earlier, manufactured thought syndrome. So in language, we are doing it. In body language, in culture, meaning fashion. So we all have like, you know, a robot perspective. Now it's just without the piece. But ChatGPT literally is the mindset of human behavior. Now when you put that into the body, the technicality of that, whether it can give birth, you know, I'm sure they will find out ways to do that. But to answer your question, I think the technology is going to be so advanced, we're going to have to want to participate to the point where I think you're going to see two humans walking down the street like, oh, they're so old fashioned. like, mom, you still got a human, man.
Right,
like,
that part.
You need to get you a robot. Like, wow. You literally be able to change what race you want.
I can't.
Tall, height, you know, there ain't going to be no surgeries. You're going to be able to put the download, pay for it on the spot. Because when you say, even when you talk about food, they're being able to mimic the food to a T. So when we talk about flesh, like, this stuff is going to get even voice, like how they're doing.
Oh, for sure.
You know, they're mimicking the voice with the AI is going to be so close that it's going to be tricky. Like, that's literally when we talk about technology and data, because you have some people that sit on mobile applications where they're really in relationships with people they never seen. You know, they never seen
it. It's interesting because I'm in a relationship with someone that I had never seen before.
So that's
I met them in the metaverse.
Okay.
So I'd never seen their face either. I saw their avatar.
Okay.
And I fell in love with their avatar.
Well, but what was it about the avatar?
It wasn't necessary. Well, even with the avatar had style. But it was, why are you laughing?
Because we talking about the future and you already living
I'm
it,
already there. Listen, been there, done that, okay? Yeah. Back to genuine connections in real world, IRL. But what I did like about that process, because it was very new to me mm-hmm. and the first time I had ever done that, mm-hmm. is that I got a chance to really meet who he was, mm-hmm. you know? Without knowing what they look like, mm-hmm. you know, not knowing what I do for a living, because, you know, that could be hard mm-hmm. to find someone in that kind of space. So I just felt like for the first time, I actually made a genuine connection okay. with someone. So it's not all bad. Mm-hmm. It can work. You know, a lot of people are meeting their husbands on these dating apps as well. So
no,
it's good and bad, you know.
I agree. And I'm not, you know, attaching a negative, because we don't know. Like, literally, it's new. It's new. Other than development, because we need a process to develop. And that's why I think that we're so sensitive to, like, the youth today is so sensitive to insults or being quote unquote bully, because when we were young, we actually know what it feels like. So we develop the layer to be insulted, or to be belittled, to be disrespected, and the process to be turned down, to go through a breakup. Like, we need this genuine connection. And that's where it gets tricky with technology,
yeah.
because we need to develop, you know, with real connection. You know?
Well, this has been a very interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I want to have you back to talk, get deeper and like yeah. really go there, because I feel like it's necessary. And we are in the age of healing. And shout out to you on your journey, growth. Obviously, things are moving for you very fast. Mm-hmm. What can we look forward to from you? Like, have you figured that part out? Like, what's next in your journey?
I always say, you know, you can't hold on and jump at the same time. So literally in this interview, I'm in the air screaming, you know. So working on a few books, speaking engagements, literally building out a media space in Newark, New Jersey. Smoking Classics Media. So we'll have a platform allowing different people to share their voice, but with whatever they're bringing to the table. So literally, it's so many things. Like, I have opportunities for movies and different things.
Wow.
But I just kind of, it is genuine, and I want to stay honest to that connection. Because this is bigger than me, and I've seen things happen in front of me that was bigger than me and that I had no power over. So I just want to feel love when I connect to what I'm doing. I don't want to get caught up in just being just an influencer or, you know. So it's tricky. I want to allow myself to be used, and I just want to be the voice for the voiceless, and I want to create a new algorithm. I want to be more than quote-unquote stereotype of one, you know, black fathers are not there, or black men are toxic, narcissists, all of these titles, because, you know, the algorithm in the conversation is so dominant, because every day, if you talk about healed, healthy, loving, caring, it's not being uploaded at the same pace. But I want to add to that conversation, and I really want to stand on that, because sometimes it gets so disheartening in believing in people, and you watch your heroes, you know, get stomped out, some with lack of discipline. And I don't know what the world looks like when you gain everything that you want, need, and also the power of influence. And I always say, when you inspire, you're held accountable for the inspiration. So sometimes that becomes overwhelming, because it's like, I'm just on my own healing journey, and I had no idea that you can help and impact so many lives. But I just want to be my own hero. Like if I wasn't me, and I don't want to fail that me watching me. Mm. You know.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Well, I think you will go far in what you do, as long as you stay true to your identity. Mm-hmm. Because as you start to get up there and level up, there will be people trying to influence that and change that around. But you're perfect just the way you are right now. So
awesome. Thank you, though. Thank you for being my first major platform. I reached out, and then at the same time, I was ready to do it. So I thank you.
Absolutely.
You go ahead.
I look forward to many more. And kudos to you for, like I said, your vulnerability as a Black man and having these conversations. Mm-hmm. It's good to hear it. Mm-hmm. Because women, we tend to feel like in this new modern world that a lot of our men are lost, mm-hmm. you know, but you show that there is hope and that there are men out there who are willing to have these conversations and take it there. And I think that it should continue to spread like wildfire. So shout out to you.
Thank you.
For having these conversations. If you could leave people with one piece of advice, what would you say to them? Oh, right, man. There in this camera.
One piece of advice. I literally said some of my favorites, but I'll leave them with this one. Nothing means nothing, and to the same thing that meant nothing means everything.
Now you're going to confuse people now. What you mean by that? Nothing means... Hold on, my brain's trying to process.
It's either you get that or you don't, right? Nothing means nothing to the same thing that meant nothing means everything. So basically, we take the thing that we're looking for and the piece of life that we're looking for, and it's right in front of us. But sometimes, like, we're overlooking it, and we don't understand the power of what we have in the moment. And then it takes... My niece's husband passed, right? So this one instant, and I know we're rapping, but I used to ride past this church that was just a church. But until his wake and funeral was at that church, I literally stopped, paused, and I acknowledged this building, right? So that's just one instant of it was nothing, but now it means everything. So it's so many instances in life that for the people that's going to connect to, that's going to live with them.
That's a word. Rewind that back if you didn't catch the first time, okay? Because it's deep, it's powerful. Dash Hudson, I appreciate you so much. Thank you all for watching Digital Dilemmas Unplugged. And just like that, we've decoded the digital love language with the incredible Dash Hudson. Thanks for tuning in to Digital Dilemmas Unplugged on WBLS, where today we ventured beyond the superficial, explored the art of authentic connections, and discovered that, yes, you can find real love in the time of algorithms. A huge shout out to Dash for opening up and sharing the secrets to keeping it real online. Remember, it's not about the likes, shares, or follows, but the genuine laughs, shared stories, and heartfelt moments that make the digital journey worthwhile. Stay tuned for more eye-opening conversations and digital revelations with me, Just Nick, as we unplug the dilemmas and plug into what truly matters. Hit that follow button, share this podcast with someone who needs to hear it, and never forget, in a world of swipe lefts, be someone's undeniable match.
Summer Jam, the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice, wants to upgrade you with dope seats. Come early to meet their healthcare advocates at 5 o'clock in the park outside UBS Arena. They're fighting for better healthcare for their friends, families, and communities. Join their movement for a chance to win. That's Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. at Summer Jam at UBS Arena. Ticket holders eligible only. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.